Уважаемая госпожа председатель,
Distinguished Madam Chair, we would like to briefly highlight some of the main points related to the implementation of Article 6 this year. As we said during the morning sessions, the Russian Federation received some evidence that demonstrates the true nature of the interaction between the Pentagon and contractors with the Ukrainian sides in the biological area in violation of Articles 4, 5, and 6 of the BWC. We have already talked in great detail about our views and also about the efforts that were taken to resolve these matters, both in a bilateral manner and in multilateral fora, related to compliance with Article 5, related to compliance by the United States and Ukraine with the convention in the context of the activities of biolabs in the territory of Ukraine. Since no consensus was achieved on these questions and the admissibility of the continued situation when this issue was not resolved, the Russian Federation under Article 6 convened in October an open meeting of the UN Security Council to consider the draft resolution of the Security Council that we submitted on the creation of a commission related to the Russian complaint and concerns addressed to the United States and Ukraine, and for the consideration of the complaint itself related to compliance with obligations under the convention in the context of the functioning of biolabs in Ukraine. The Russian Federation was expecting that this fact-finding commission or commission of inquiry would very quickly be able to assess compliance of the United States and Ukraine with the convention in order to force the United States and Ukraine to comply with the provisions of the convention. And that the Commission would present to all states, parties, and UN members a report with the results of the investigation, including during the 9th Review Conference. Well, the consideration of the draft resolution in the Security Council was accompanied by a groundless campaign of disinformation and unilateral statements that were prejudging the conclusions to be made by the Security Council. As a result, the process was blocked by the delegations of Ukraine, the United States, the United Kingdom, and France. And I'd like to remind the delegation of Ukraine that two countries voted against. We could not reveal the truth or find the true state of affairs because the process was blocked by Western countries. Now, these same countries are now saying that all the concerns have been alleviated and there are no more questions. But this is yet another example of double standards and the hypocritical behavior of Western countries that present their position as the view of the entire international community. Now, the lack of any consensus related to Russian concerns means only one thing. This means that their concerns are still open and a solution should be found related to bioactivities in Ukraine. This requires that we need to take additional measures here in the convention, including the creation of a legally binding verification mechanism of obligations under the convention. In light of the outstanding questions that we still have to Ukraine and the United States related to compliance with the provisions of the convention in the context of the functioning of biolaboratories in Ukraine, we believe that further efforts should be made to determine all the factors related to the violation by Ukraine and the United States of the provisions of the convention. As one of such steps, we propose the elaboration of the parameters, the functioning of the specific mechanism with the necessary procedures and approaches to carry out an investigation in connection with the violation of obligations under the BWC in line with Article 6 of the Convention. We believe that the appropriate platform for such work would be a specialized group of experts that was created by the 9th Review Conference would could be created by the Ninth Review Conference for consideration of compliance. We propose the creation of such a group for 2023-2025 to review specific complaints and launching of procedures related to questions of compliance. Such a group would function on the basis of consensus and would have two meetings in Geneva every year for a duration of 1 week. The chairperson of the week on an annual basis of the meeting, or rather of this group, should inform other states parties on an annual basis, and the group should present a final report, and then the 10th review conference in 2026 will consider the results of this work. The details of this initiative are available in a Russian document that is available on the website of the BWC